You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, what do we say on this day of the week? We say TGIF. Yes, don't we? Thank God it's Friday. I tell you what a morning. It is, by the way, the 19th of January, and if you're thinking of going out the house right now, you might want to think about putting masks back on. It's got nothing to do with COVID. It's everywhere. Smoke. Yes, Sarah Patagon is at it again. So do take caution out there, please. Might be a good idea to put your mask on. There's a lot of smoke out there today. Right, moving on. It is the 19th of January, and James Watt was born on this day in 1736. What, you might say? Yes, well, he was a Scottish inventor and a mechanical engineer whose improvements to the new Coleman steam engine was fundamental to the changes brought by the Industrial Revolution in both the kingdom, yeah, like that, kingdom of Great Britain, and in the world.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
I cannot hide.
I'm sorry, I just couldn't resist it, really. If you know me, you could have expected it. So there we go, yes. The Platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. That was released by them in 1958 for their album called Remember When. Now, the group's version became a number one hit in the United States on the Billboard Hot 100 music chart. In 1959, it peaked at number three on the Rhythm and Blues chart and 20 weeks on the UK's chart as well. The song, by the way, is a show tune. It was written by American composer Jerome Kern and lyricist Otto Auerbach, and that was for the 1933 musical, which was called Roberta.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. Feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
And before my life is done,
started off those two, The Loving Spoonful and Daydream. And this one, fading off into the distance, A Place in the Sun. And that's UB40. If you are keeping an eye on the time this morning, it is just making our way up to 40 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And by the way, if you've just woken up thinking about leaving the house, I wasn't being facetious when I said you might want to take your mask with you, because there's a lot of smoke out there and you don't want to get too much of that in your lungs, I tell you. So there we go. Please be careful out there. And Sarah Patagon, it's on fire again. But again, I suppose I was just saying to the good lady, I was just saying, you know, this could probably be another result of the lack of rainfall, because we've had so much lack of rainfall. That of course is probably drying out, and these landfills, anyway, they generate heat. It's like a big compost heap that you might have in your back garden for growing your veggies and things like that. So that's hot, and that's probably burning. It could quite feasibly be burning quite deeply inside all the rubbish. So there we are. Be careful, please. Put a mask in your back pocket. We can, but you might find that you might need it when you're out there. Okay, just trying to keep you safe. Oh, and clean. Yes, time to put you in the shower on this Friday morning. It is Friday morning, 15 minutes exactly, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. That's if we get you nice and fresh.
Yeah.
lovely. Obviously spent a little while in the shower. She's so fresh. That is just simply called fresh. And it comes from Cool and a Gang. There we go. Out of the shower you get and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. We're just exactly 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to be entertaining you going right through until 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you to wherever it is you're going in a good mood. You might be smelling of smoke when you get to the office, by the way. What have we got for you? About 10 minutes' time, we'll take a look at some of the international headlines for this morning, 8 and 9 o'clock local news. And also, I've got coming in, not too sure of the time at the moment, Bastian's coming in to join us this morning, but he has got an interview apparently with TVN. So you might want to check that. No, you can't check that out. You'll be listening to the programme. But he'll be coming in and join the course of this morning's programme, telling us about that great project that he's got. You've heard us advertise here on the programme. Doing great work with the kids there in around about the Pedersea area, in that area. Anyway, he's going to tell us all about it. And you can look after kids and help them get their education in English. How about that then? And also, they do surfing as well. I mean, we didn't do surfing when I was at school. We played nasty games like cricket and football. Wasn't very good at either of them. Well, the cricket one, the ball was far too hard. They throw that at you, I'd be running off in the opposite direction.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you, I couldn't believe it. You took my heart, I couldn't retrieve it. Said to myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire.
Hey!
Yes, now we know how to put the fire out, don't we? America there. You can do magic, you can put out the fire. That's not what REO Speedway come from this morning. What do they want? Well, there we go, yes, Oreo. Speedwagon and keep the fire burning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way down to, well, we're almost half a minute. That's 23 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that, we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedersi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Here goes Rod Stewart.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little loss. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Got a list. I disappoint them only to exist. I lost my place in life. I lost my point of view. I lost what it is to love. When I lost of my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I gotta live?
Said that's a nice song, isn't it? That comes from Robbie Williams, and it's just simply called Lost. And before that one, yeah, Rod Stewart and Young Turks. Now let me see what let's take a look, see who else was born on this day, shall we? 19th of January. And Robert E. Lee, he was a career United States Army officer. He was born on this day. The year was 1807. And also a combat engineer who became the commanding general of the Confederate Army in the American Civil War, and a post-war icon of the South's lost cause. And in the literary world, Edgar Allan Poe, born on this day in 1809, was an American writer and a poet, best known for his tales of mystery and the macabre. He is considered the inventor of the detective fiction genre, and further credited with contributing to the emerging genre of science fiction. He was the first well-known American writer to try to earn a living through writing alone, resulting in a financially difficult life and career. Oh well, it's lucky he didn't become a radio DJ. It's Harry Styles. as it was. Styles and as it was. 9 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news for you at the top of the hour. And again, please, if you are venturing out this morning, it is a very, very good idea to wear a mask. These fumes coming in from Sarah Patagon are quite toxic, apparently. So please be careful. Take a mask with you, and when you're out there wandering around, or especially public transport as well, especially with COVID going around, please wear a mask just for your own. Your own safety. All right. So, yeah, a little bit of advice for you here on The Breakfast Show. Now, also, in about half an hour's time, we will be checking in with Ingrid, because what do we have on today? On today's date? On day? It's Friday. We have our Friday Freaky Fun Facts with Ingrid. Yasmin's not with us this morning, so we probably won't have any what, where and when. And we are expecting Bastian to come in and chat with us during the course of the morning, all being well. Yeah, Yasmin's still not feeling too good, so she's having a little rest so she can get recovered. So, yeah, this is all exciting, isn't it? Yes, flying on my own. It's dangerous stuff, you know.
Longer.
Buster's Town. Yes, Buster This Town from the Stereophonics. A Welsh rock band, by the way. They were formed back in 1992 in the village of Quamaman in the Ceinon Valley in Wales. And Stereophonics, they've released, 12 studio albums now, including 8 UK number one albums. A successful compilation album, Decade in the Sun, was released in November of 2008 and charted number 2 on the UK albums chart. Described as classic UK rock delivered with whiskey vocals. That's what I like to hear. The band have been summarized as possessing a sound akin to the genres of alternate rock and British traditional rock. Another one, Brighton Rock. You used to eat there, and you go, especially at the seaside, they used to have that rock. It was a long sort of stick made of candy, very bad for your teeth. This is Delbert McClintock. Yes, Mr. Delbert McClintock there, and Living It Down. And, well, that's brought us to this time in the program.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. WAVE Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With WAVE's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
The minutes are slipping away as we say our last goodbye. Bid the world a fond farewell. We're sharing a final embrace when the light begins to fade. It's a tale they had to tell. I'm wiping the tears from your face so I can't control myself. God have mercy on us all. The chapter's ended, a story that only just begun. First the rising and the fall. But don't let it end. You can go. Something that I'ma say. Don't let it end this way. It's too late to cry. Winter has come to stay. I once had a book in my hand that I didn't understand. Now I witness everything. Come closer, my love, now our time has nearly come. Take your bow and leave to stay. But don't let it end this way. Oh, you can go. It's something that I must say.
That was Don't Let It End This Way from Johnny Hates Jazz. Well, we don't hate jazz here, don't we? We love it. We've had a great week of the Panama Jazz Festival. It's been absolutely brilliant. Some heavy hitters this year. I mean, heavy hitters every year, but some... Well, he's a drummer. Of course he's a heavy hitter. Billy Cobham. Right, I'll tell you what, let's see. It is Friday. What do we have on a Friday? We have our Freaky Friday Fun Facts.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday, Freaky Friday, which causes Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, yes. Well, yesterday for us was quite an ordeal. We were without electricity since 10:30 in the noche Thursday. And, well, no, we were out. Boy, I can't even count the number of hours we were out, but it went out Wednesday night in the middle of the night and didn't come back on until about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Then we had also lost water, so I know what it's like to live in the countryside without electricity and no agua. So let's talk about what things we know and what interesting facts we have about electricity. Yahoo! All right. Now, let's get started. Did you know, or did you ever wonder, how fast does electricity travel?
I don't know. How fast does electricity travel?
The answer is the speed of light. It's been proven that electricity travels at the speed of light, which totals an astonishing 670,616,629 miles. It's a lot of sixes in my... Oh, be careful, those sixes. Per miles per hour. To break this down, it's 6 million miles per hour equals about 300 meters per second. Oh, this is getting complicated. It's math again. You know me, I'm no good at math. So, how does electricity travel so quickly? Well, it's all down to a combination of electrons and electric current. A flow of electricity is made from many minuscule particles, otherwise known as electrons. When static, the electron actually moves incredibly slow. So, however, when you can use an electrical device, it will be equipped with a wire, which is what enables the electrons to travel from your power supply to your device. The flow of this is technically known as an electrical current, which will only begin its journey when you turn on your device. Okay, well, then let's get another one. Lightning is caused by the discharge of electricity in the atmosphere. Lightning is in fact caused by one huge electric current. While the clouds may seem to be peacefully sky, like little birds flying in a way, they are actually deceptively active. With ever-changing weather conditions, water and ice are formed up into the atmosphere by warm currents and then forced back down by gravity. During their travels, the pair becomes compressed. They like go on a date and then they get like, it can really get snuggly close. Yeah, that's what they do. And they're circulating not only around, but also inside. So over time, an electric charge starts to build up, just like what happens between two people who are in love. A little charge builds up. Anyways, so similar to when you rub a balloon against a surface to create static electricity inside the clouds. Now, there are these positive and electric charges building at the top and negative resting along the bottom. It's always negative on the bottom, negative on... You're just in a mood today. When these try their hardest to reach each other in an attempt to neutralize. Well, on a normal day, this isn't a problem. However, on a stormy day, the turbulent winds causes the electric charges to separate. The negative charges start moving towards the ground, known to scientists as a stepped leader. In the meantime, the upward leader forms on the earth, pushing below positive charges up to the air. And when they meet, they create this giant electrical current, which shoots up into the clouds, known as lightning. That's a big explanation for just a crack of lightning. Okay. Electricity was first discovered, did you know? Did you know when? Jerry, you might have been around. 600 BC. Yeah, there are many reports that state different dates regarding the discovery of electricity. However, according to Universe Today, electricity dates back as far as 600 BC with the ancient Greeks. The Greeks concluded that by rubbing fur against an amber made from fossilized tree resin, they could create their own form of static electricity. And they could also make the hair stand up on their head. In addition to the Greek discovery, it is also thought that the Romans may have used electricity to create batteries. Back in the 1930s, archaeologists tracked down a set of posts that were designed with copper sheets hidden inside. Experts believe that the Romans used these pots as batteries to power lights. Whoa, that's cool. Did you know electric cars actually date back as far as 1832, the year Jerry was born? While most see electric vehicles as relatively a new invention, they actually date back as far as the 1800s. Between 1828 and 1835, Hungarian and American inventors who were first to experiment with small-scale electric cars, budding inventor Robert Anderson developed the first crude electric vehicle in 1832. However, it wasn't until the 1870s that the car became drivable. It took them a long time to charge the battery. And able to transport passengers from point A to point B. More than 60 years after its invention, the electric vehicle started to grow in popularity. Models were finally easy to drive and no longer gave off pungent smells of pollutants. They were particularly sought after by young women who wanted a stylish vehicle to travel about the city. They had to, to go to their tea and crumpets. By the time the next century, it is thought that electric cars accounted for up to one-third of all vehicles on the road. Imagine that. Imagine that. All that history and it just disappeared and you didn't know about it. Also, alternatively, if you're considering investing in an electric vehicle, the charging unit for your electric car, you can take a look at, well, all kinds of things. If you're ready for the quote, I'm afraid to ask how much that would going to cost to put it in your house. Number five, electric eels can produce up to a 600-volt shock. That is so shocking. Oh, my goodness. While the fact may seem a little peculiar, it was interesting not to include our article. You just had to have it. Despite the name, electric eels are actually a type of fish, but this doesn't change the fact that they can be incredibly dangerous. Each eel is born with around 6,000 specialized cells known as electrolytes. These are capable of producing an enormous electric charge, up to 600 volts. Luckily, the eels only release this charge when they're either hunting or spot a predator. Yeah, like a big diver. Okay, did you know 54% of all electricity is wasted? Not the kind of wasted you're thinking of. But wasted like garbage. We always encourage to try our very hardest to make sure we get the most out of the use of energy we use, right? But based on a report by the Association of Decentralized Energy, a vast 54% of energy is wasted every year in the UK, which amounts to a shocking 9.5 billion pounds. When this is broken down further per household, this could be as much as 354 pounds a house, which is more than the average electric light bill of those living in the UK. I don't know, Jerry. Is that true? It's definitely a surprising statistic. There are many super easy ways to begin to save energy at home, like unplug gadgets that are not in use. You know, that's one way to do it. You know, disconnect things. Did you know it's the water in the body that causes an electric shock? Having worked as electricians in Milton Keynes for several years, you'd be surprised how many emergency calls our people received from Kenton, from customers who have given themselves an electric shock. While all were cautiously ensured that we stay safe around electronics, did you know that this cause of the shock is actually the water inside your body? As humans, our bodies are made up of 60% water, which makes us fantastic conductors of electricity. High-powered electricity is always on the lookout for the path which offers the least resistance. And if you're water and we contact with it, it means it goes straight to the water flowing through the body, resulting in an electric shock. Yeah. That's why you see people, when they get hit with lightning bolts, their palms of their feet are usually, like, scorched. How about electricity plays a role in your heartbeat? Oh, every function, every movement within the body is triggered through signals, including your heart. Each time that your heart is given the go-ahead to beat, blood pumped around the body. This signal's passed through the body anywhere from, 40 to 100 times a minute. This particular function, in fact, is caused by your body's own electricity. Wow. Yeah, can you imagine that? These are the things I've learned recently about electricity, knowing that I hadn't had any for a while. And I'm really happy that we had a generator, which, I had to re-tank that thing about 4 o'clock because I had literally burned through an entire tank of gas on that machine. So we're back on track. We got our water back. However, we've had a warning not to drink the water around from the faucet for a few days. So we're either boiling the water or drinking purified water from other places like well water. So it's funny that the well water actually is better for you right now than the city water. So you never know. All right. So these are your Freaky Friday fun facts about electricity. So you all have a wonderful weekend. Hey, I'm going into the city over the weekend. I got to fly back home. It's my turn to watch Mom and Dad for a couple of days. So I'll be talking to you from the city on Monday if all goes well. Hey, I'm going to take a bus in. I like taking the bus. I'm kind of excited about it. If you sit back and you it's like riding a roller coaster. You hold on to everything with your white knuckles because they go so fast around those curves. Woohoo! All right. You be safe. You enjoy your weekend. And back to you in the studio.
Well, there we go. Yes, thank you very much for that, Ingrid. Was that interesting, boys and girls? Hey, wasn't it interesting? What did you think about it?
It's electric.
She's a moving line.
could, I wouldn't turn on you. And I would stop the road for you. You know I wanna let you know I'll never let the feeling go. This love has no ceiling. I cannot deny. Even if I could, I wouldn't turn on you. And I would stop the road for you. And I wanna let you know I'll never let the feeling go. This love has no ceiling. I cannot deny.
Feel electric, baby. Think I'm ready, baby. Think I'm ready now. Electricity, I'm flying into you. Think electric, baby.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Trick Avenue.
Electric Avenue. There we go. Three songs with electricity tied in there. Of course, we started off with Electric Slide by Marcy Griffiths. This one is Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue, by the way, in Brixton, was the first street illuminated with electric light in London. And then in the middle was, that was Electricity, and that was Dua Lipa, Soft City, and Mark Ronson on that one. And that one was probably the most current of the three that we played. Current? Yeah? Okay.
Tell me why the road turns.
There we go, yes. Diana Ross and Missing You. You didn't get that one, did you? Current. Current, most current. Electricity. Oh, well. At least I could have played something by AC/DC. Well, there we go. That is definitely the last one of our electricity theme songs for this morning. Go down from AC/DC. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place in your radio dial. We're 9 minutes before the news at 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. But let's say quickly, because we're going to be chatting with him right through to the end of the program probably this morning. It's good morning to Sebastian. We've been talking on the program. You've heard us talking about Waved. Well, he's here. Sebastian, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Rise and shine, Jerry D. Panama.
There's always one, isn't there? Wait, wait, wait. You see, I mean, I've been here for just coming up for 2 hours. I'm exhausted. They come, yay! Hey, lovely to have you.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you. I mean, you know, we've known each other quite a while, and it's not just a pleasure to have you, but it's great, the things that you're doing down there. I mean, why was it that particular area you decided to start on down there? It was at Pedersea area, isn't it?
That's where we initially started in 2016, so eight years already. Yeah. Time's running, and this is where we connected with the community, which then turned into several communities. And we've landed on Isla Cañas, which is an island 50 minutes away from Benao. And this is where we decided to, you know, go a step further and build our own little school.
And so that little school has been going for how long now exactly?
Well, we just opened that this Tuesday.
Oh, it's just opened it?
Just opened.
Wow.
Yeah, just opened. Amazing. And the first classes already started. English, comprehensive reading, surfing. And, yeah, everyone is super excited.
I love that the way surfing is thrown in as if it's part of school. I had to do football and cricket. We didn't do surfing when I was in school.
Yeah, that's the luxury of Waved, I guess. But, I mean, surfing is a sport, and in sport is education. So you could call it, academic, and then also the physical part of education, which is a necessity for kids. It shows them the basics of respect, discipline, responsibility. Surfing, you fall, you have to get up, you fall, you get up.
Yeah.
It's a continuous learning process, and there's lots behind surfing which makes possible that kids are prepared for life. This is how we see it. Obviously, for the ones who don't know much about surfing, it's always nice to see a kid on the surfboard, but there's much more behind, and I think you hit the nail on the head for a change.
It's a life lesson.
It is.
I mean, because that's what, when we go through life, I mean, you know, things don't always go right. Things go wrong. When they go wrong, like you say, what do? Pick yourself up, start all over again.
There you go.
Or go water skiing.
I believe besides what I've just mentioned, there's a significant, a key point, which is the connection to nature.
Yeah.
This is what kids learn. They learn how to appreciate nature. They learn how to appreciate the ocean and take care of it.
Sure.
So I believe if you learn how to love, you will take care. And this is not just for the ocean. This is for everything in life. But I think this is really what today's generation needs. I mean, we heard it all about the news this morning. Cerro Patacón burning. You can see it in Costa, driving to Costa del Este in the morning. It's the same. It's the same. There's garbage everywhere. And I think what we really have to start is teach the newer generation. First of all, they have to connect to the ocean. We have two of them here in Panama, which is a great luxury to have. But we need to connect, and we need to start to appreciate and protect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk in more. We're just coming 5 minutes before nine, before we get in too deep, and we'll start talking about Waved, the philosophy, and how you can help. How you, as we've mentioned, can be a padrino. So that's coming up. We're going to take a piece of music, take us to the top of the hour, and we will be back with Bastian after the news.
Told me to take this chance and learn the way.
There we go, Divage and All Is Love. Bring us towards the top of the hour, and don't forget, when we come back after the news, Bastian's with us. We're going to be talking to you more about Waved and the Padrino scheme as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
There we go. A little trip to Vienna. Where did that last year? Last May. Beautiful place. Vienna by Ultravox here on this morning's breakfast show. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're exactly 20 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're here on the breakfast show, 89.3 Cool FM. The first wave to Paderino's have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedersi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yaffe's directory at Asociación Waved. That's W-A-V-E-D. Yes, indeed. And to talk to us exactly about that topic, we have Bastian from Waved. That's W-A-V-E-D. And we started chatting earlier on. And firstly, welcome back to the breakfast show.
Thank you.
You're always welcome. It's always been, because we've been chatting for quite a few years now, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. And always great to not only be here in person, but also to obviously connect through the radio station every morning, listening to the best music that we have in Panama City.
Oh, hang on. Let's see. I go, where? we've even got a toilet flush as well. So, look, it's lovely to have you back, and especially in light of what you're doing right now. And because Christina was the one we talked chatting about the school, and on there, of course, you say you've got 70 students, and it's only just opened, isn't it?
Yeah, it just opened this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How do you go about selecting the students?
So, because we've been working with all these communities for the past couple of years, we already knew the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been the kids who signed up first, where we had best connection with the parents, where we had best participation, and where we could also see that that due to the participation and the good connection of the parents, that there's obviously also change in the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did for the opening of the school is that we also wanted to make sure that this is obviously as safe as possible. So what we did is we brought an ocean safety program from South Africa.
Oh, really?
To Panama last year.
Yeah.
And that's an 8-week-long course where the kids who, let's say, have never connected to the ocean are going through a theoretical and practical part of an introduction to the ocean, those are the species that live inside the ocean. Obviously also the swimming part, which is
mm-hmm.
crucial
mm-hmm.
prior jumping onto a surfboard. And once they have finalized those 8 weeks with a 100% participation rate, mm-hmm. then we decided, okay, let's talk to the parents. They get the sign-up sheet saying, okay, we take on responsibility as parent. And then they received that sort of like beca, which is a scholarship throughout an entire year.
Okay. And what about, I know we'll talk about Paderino's, but is there any cost to the family?
No, there's none. There's no cost to the local families. What we ask, and that's crucial, that's probably even worth more than paying us anything, is ensuring that the kids participate.
Right,
I think that's mm-hmm. key to success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and is that normally successful, the participation?
Well, just starting. Interestingly, Jacobo, who is in charge of operations, he sent me a picture yesterday of a kid who was not even supposed to be there because it was not his day of classes,
uh-huh.
but he wanted to come because he knew he could just grab a board and with the okay of Wave go into the ocean and surf a session. So. That on the one hand, so hopefully that's going to extend even more, that more kids are using the sauna, not just for the particular class that they have, but that they feel that this is a safe place where they can go anytime.
It's a community.
And kids that are usually late, they actually came half an hour earlier yesterday. So So we're starting off well. Let's hope that this continues.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Now, tell us about the Padrino program.
So WAVED is for the first time offering the opportunity to involve the wider public as well. I mean, we've always been working with the private sector organizations, mm-hmm. Family offices to support, obviously, our work. But what we need to ensure is that the wider public, and that's not just in Panama, that's also outside, are being given the chance to support actively themselves. We all know the importance of education, and I think we have a good track record of work throughout the past 8 years where we've shown that there is real impact in these kids.
Mm-hmm.
This very transparent WAVE, there's not just annual reports, trimester reports in English, in Spanish obviously as well. And we have, I believe, a good image which enables people to take the decision, okay, I'm going to turn into a godfather, a padrino
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
of one student, of various students. And that basically connects especially people from the city to the interior where lots of people come from initially, and the support on top of, you know, the private sector. So I believe, Jerry, at the end of the day, it's if we want to make education work, it's a responsibility that all sectors have to take.
Mm-hmm.
It's the civil
mm-hmm.
society, it's mm-hmm. the government, obviously, it's the private sector, and it's NGOs. So if we can ensure to make this work as a team, we can really thrive change in the future.
Okay. I mean, I've seen programs like this, especially, you know, where there are kids that are deprived of so many things, and you can basically sort of quote like adopt a kid, similar sort of process where you pay.
Yes.
So if one of the padrinos says, yeah, you know, I want to sponsor one of the children, do they have a link to that particular child that they check on his progress or her progress or whatever? So it becomes, you know, it's not just a question, okay, well, here's money for a padrino. Okay, it goes in the box and you know, do they get a particular child or?
Good question. We've decided that whatever is being donated to WAVE to a particular student comes to the benefit for all of them.
Okay.
Because we need to, otherwise we would need to make, we need to ensure that we're getting 70 padrinos, which is mm-hmm. a tough, mm-hmm. tough deal for the beginning to ensure. So for now, we took the decision that the padrino will sponsor a student for the value that it really is
right.
In terms
mm-hmm.
of cash, but mm-hmm. it goes into the bucket and it will ensure that as many of these kids are being helped. At some point, if we are bigger, if we have more logistical opportunities, resources, then obviously this would be even better that these parents or that these, well, that the sponsors would also be in touch with the parents and the kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in any case, they're always welcome to visit us on Isla Cañas and to get to know the kids and know that whatever they are supporting is in the benefit of the children on the island.
I would assume that part of the curriculum is listening to the breakfast show every morning.
Oof, hopefully. Once we have internet installed, yes, that would that could actually be part of the English lesson in the morning. Why not? Yes.
I know some schools do. They tell us, by the way, you know, in the mornings when you're traveling, you know, listen to the breakfast show. And what is what in actual fact is rewarding is that when I talk to them, it's not just kids, it's grown-ups as well. And they say, yeah, I love listening to the program because it helps me with my English. Which is great. So we're going to have a lot of people going around Panama saying, no, I mean, no. All right.
All right,
mate. I tell you what, we're going to take a piece of music and we'll be back with Bastian in a few minutes.
A little story about life, everybody. There's always one in negativity, enough for the whole world to see. I know there's still a possibility. You raise a little kid, he turns out bold. It may be from the way you treat him cold. I guess that's how the story's told. Tell him what it is.
There we go, Joe Public, and quite apt, really, isn't it? Live and learn. Because when we were talking with Bastian just before we went to the news this morning, that was one of the things that come up, is that, you know, what Bastian is also doing, we're talking about, you know, education, learning English or whatever, but it is life lessons as well. And, you know, I was talking to Bastian a little bit about my experiences, and it's not just the ability to retain information. It's the ability to apply that information. And I'm happy to say, you know, when I do talk to educators, and not necessarily here in Panama, but that does now become part of education. It's not just a question of, like, when I was at school, how we learnt mathematics. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 4, 3, 2, and we just had to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. That's not education, that's programming. Education is learning with experience, and I think that's what you're doing. You've got the learning aspect, but then you've got life experience in learning to do something which might be something out of your box, like surfing. I mean, my sport was water skiing. I water skied since I was 16, right through till my 40s here in the lake. That was the sport that I loved the most. But you have to fall off a lot of times before you, and even when you're good, you fall off. And I think this is it, isn't it? It's about, okay, these are your learns, this is your retention, now this is how we're speaking. But then when you go out on, now this is your life lesson. Because you're going to be trying now to surf, and it's not necessary. I can't surf. I have enough trouble walking straight without a drink. But do you feel that's the same thing?
Yeah, I think those components, they would be called the biopsychosocial, that you would have to comply. So bio is your body.
Right.
The body means, surfing is an example, it's what we use as a tool. But this is where the kids, as an early stage, are going through autoconocimiento, meaning they get to know themselves. The second step is you get to evaluate yourself. Auto-evaluación, and then that takes you to autoconfianza, self-esteem, self-confidence. It's the body, it's the biopsychosocial, so it's whatever happens in your body, in your mind, but then also how is this, and that's what you said, how does this convert into actions through the social part, interactions with others, empathy. Lots of that is part of education. It just needs to be focused more, it's crucial. We did a study with UNESCO and the Swiss Chamber of Commerce last year. We're asking 257 private sector, well, businessmen, companies, what they are looking for from a young employee between 18 and 25. And what they said is exactly that. They look for habilidades blandas, soft skills. The technical ones, also leadership, for example, which is not technical, but those are abilities that are not necessarily... that they don't have to be there once you're 18 and once you're looking for your first job. So it needs all of those components, and that's what we try to do in the sauna, in Waved, and we want to push these kids. We know that there's huge potential, but if you don't develop the potential, then it just remains a talent. But if the talent is not being explored, it just remains a talent. You have to work on it.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, for people listening, say, okay, yeah, this makes sense. This guy obviously knows what he's doing, and offering a good opportunity. What kind of cost would be involved for a padrino?
The cost for a padrino per month is $85, which would actually be double the amount. But it's not, because the other half of the student fees being covered by sponsors, organizations, the family offices that I mentioned. So it's really the $85 a month, and that will push a kid through an entire school year.
Wow. Very good. Very good. And how are they kept involved with what is happening at school?
The padrinos? So we're just starting. Luckily, we already have a couple of first padrinos who decided to sponsor us. So for them, obviously, the contact that we will have, or that the contact that we will establish between the kids and them, is much closer. There's always the possibility to visit us. We'll actually have an official inauguration on March 16, which is a Saturday, where they are being invited to come. And then obviously there's monthly communication of, you know, this is what the kids have been up to. Then we have the reports, where we also have certain matrices that will show how kids have evolved in certain values. So we are even able to measure values, although they're qualitative. We have means to quantify them, and the academic results on the side. But this is the way to connect them is really through the images, obviously, that we can show, because it's a weekly program, and through the results that we will attain.
And is there any type of particular type of curriculum or method that you use to teach English?
We have, because we've been teaching English throughout a couple of years, we've always kept a very close link to what Meduca is teaching in terms of topics.
Right. Okay.
Not so much in terms of methodology. So what we use is we stick to the same topics, but then our teachers are using more practical examples, art, music, in order to make English fun for the kids. I think this is, if you look into teaching kids a second language, very often, if in primary they're barely learning how to learn Spanish, then it needs to be fun. And luckily we have very enthusiastic teachers who are making it fun for the kids to learn.
Excellent. All right. And we're chatting with Bastian. Keeping an eye on the time, we're about 20 minutes from 10 o'clock, so we've got about 15 minutes to go. Another piece of music, something that, you ever do this at school, show and tell?
Show and tell.
Take your parent or your pet or something and show it and talk about it at school.
I have not, no.
No, me neither.
smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
There we go, take a trip back in time with Mr. Al Wilson and Show and Tell. I know they do that quite a lot on the stage. They take things like frogs into school and talk about them and things like that. We are talking with Bastian, and we're talking about Waved and the amazing new product. I was Christina's going down that way, and you were chatting and talking about Isla Caña. I guess the location was because of the surf. Would I be correct?
Also, yes.
Also.
Uh-huh. No, of course. It's the ocean. Obviously, this is what we need for our work. And we choose the island for this amazing community, which connected with us so well and really with open arms. And I must say, Jerry, there's such a huge potential in terms of just tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Which needs to be explored, and where we will also try in the future to not just involve the kids, but also the community, parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what it comes down to, that we can ensure that this school obviously is for the kids, but in the broader sense also ensures that everyone can connect,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
so far we have our program in the afternoon. Maybe at some point we'll have our program in the mornings for parents. You know, I mean, you said that
mm-hmm.
adults are interested in English and in listening to it and hearing about it. And in our case, it's the same. We've had parents who've reached out and said, "Well, I'm really interested myself in English lessons." There's people interested in promoting tourism, but if you want to promote tourism, then you need to communicate yourself in English, at least the basics, with people
mm-hmm.
who come and visit
mm-hmm.
you, to show them around. So we know that our kids will do this in the future, but thinking short term, then that should also be an option for adults.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a little bit of a lack. I mean, you mentioned tourism, which is, I couldn't agree with you more. We're not even really scratching the surface when it comes to tourism.
Mm.
So the first thing we have to have when you want to have tourists is we have to have pride. And we don't have pride. We don't have pride in our city. we don't, you know, I get so fed up because, you know, just down the road from me is the Megapolis outlet, what they call now. And you've got this walkover bridge going across the road. And every time I go there, you know, somebody will come along sometimes. I think they do it on their own with a black bag and clear up the rubbish on all the steps. Mm. It's just a little thing, but it's important. If I'm a tourist and I'm coming in, I can think, God, the place is filthy. You know? Our sidewalks, they're more dangerous than driving. I mean, that's saying something. You know, you've got these freaking holes in the road where you've got things with, you know, where the top's missing or the drain's missing. And we've really got to, you know, if we want tourists, we've got to believe in this country and we've got to take our pride in this country. And, I mean, the thing with me being a convert, you know, becoming Panamanian by choice, I guess I get a little bit possessive over the country that I choose, and I see the beauty of it. But I guess it's a little bit when I went in London, when I lived in London. I mean, you know, I hardly went everywhere because that's where I lived. I went out and did things. So I wasn't sort of tourist orientated. And I think it's the same with us here. We must get tourist orientated, give good service to people, structure it. Don't just have a little bit here and a little bit there. Because we do have this great potential, and there's a tremendous potential to make a good amount of money. We don't just need mining.
Mm.
We need tourism, you know. We've got to... But now, perhaps this is a wake-up call, because we have to counterbalance now the loss that we, the people, have decided we didn't want mining, and now we have to compensate on that, and we, the people, must be the ones that do it.
Yeah, I actually think, and I can compare to other nations where I've lived prior, I would say that the Panamanian is actually very proud. So I don't think pride in the sense of being proud of the culture that Panama has is missing. What I would believe is missing is loving, not, I wouldn't say loving prior, I would say getting to know first nature as such of what Panama has to offer, and getting to know what you have makes you also love what you have. So loving nature, loving medio ambiente, what we've talked about earlier, I think if that could be a trigger. If you would appreciate the ocean, I don't think many sites would look as they do today.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what I saw, and it's something which I, many years ago, and I didn't even really think much about it again. But the ladies that you see going around and cleaning the streets, they're still working with an oil container which has been cut in half with a wooden pole stuck to one end and a broom. That is how they're cleaning the streets.
Mm.
You know, why isn't the municipality... instead of wanting to do a new market here, why don't we start with the basics? Let's have pieces of equipment that can clean the streets and give these ladies or whatever the chance to do things better. But then also, if you have the equipment, you really must remember to maintain it.
Mm. And that goes back to what I mentioned. I believe that if you know what you have and you love what you have, then this becomes a priority.
Uh-huh.
And if this becomes a priority, the cleaning ladies might have different utilities in order to clean better.
Mm-hmm.
Or you would just, you know, have the bigger machines who would just drive through and clean it. I mean, I can also see it in Parque Omar when I go, and it's the same. But I believe we're in a good track. It's an important year for Panama, a year of big changes. And if we all come together and make sure that it's all going towards the right direction, then there's always hope. And I think it's always hope that dies last.
You know what I find? We have hope every, was it 4 or 5 years? And then they take it away from us.
It's still there.
We need to see something concrete.
The expectations have not been fulfilled. But this is also why it's important to obviously criticize, but then also to take our own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we try to do at Waved, and invite as many people as possible, and promote promote change. And this, I think this is the way to make things happen. It has to multiply. It has to be contagious, the work, the good work that people do.
Now, tell us, people listening might want to be a padrino. Or they might think, I like what this guy has to say. I want to get involved. What should they do? How can they contact you?
Please get in touch with our direct phone, which is 64982703. I repeat, it's 64982703. You can also obviously donate directly through JAPI, the directory by Asociación Waved.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also just visit us if you're around in the Los Santos area, or even if you're in the city and you want to stop by our office in Calle 50 in the BCP Bank on the 22nd floor, feel free to come along and we can chat about education and ideas and brainstorm and make things happen.
Perfect. And how often do you spend time down at the school?
Well, now that we've opened it, I've been down a couple, a bit more. Usually it's every 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's almost every week or every 2 weeks.
All right. Bastian, thank you so much. Thank you for everything you guys are doing. I think it's great.
No, thank you so much, JRD, Jasmine also, and for always believing in us and our projects, and in general just for providing such a great radio show to all of Panama.
And if you see the little car running around with Waved on the side, do exactly that. Wave.
Thank you.
Bastian with us this morning. And that is just about brought us we've got a couple of minutes to go to. We wrap it up. And we're going to do that with the Undertones. There we go. That's it, bringing us to the end of this morning's program. And big thanks once again to Bastian, who's making our way out. Big thanks, as always, and the great work he's doing. And don't forget to get in touch. We'll put a piece of info on the website, our website as well today, so it'll help you get in touch. So thanks to Bastian. And we have to say a big thank you to Ingrid, of course, for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday, all about electricity. And Yasmin, of course, who is sadly not with us today or yesterday, but she's not feeling too good. Hopefully she'll be able to recover over the weekend. So we're thinking of you, Yas. And, we took a selfie, okay? Yes, Yasmin always takes our pictures for us. We did a selfie today. It's always the same. It's always the other guy who's taller and bigger when you do selfies, the one with the camera. Anyway, yes, big thanks, and get well. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby. He gets a lot of our information, birthdays, etc., etc. So big thanks to him and to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Good morning to you, Isaac. And don't forget, we'll be back with you on Monday, as usual, at 7 in the morning. And that's Monday through Friday, 7 till 10. So if you can join us, please do. So that's it then. Yes, it's to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for all that you do for us by tuning into The Breakfast Show or sponsoring us. We appreciate that. And just remember, have a great weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, well, do it carefully, all right? Why? Well, because on Monday morning, 7 o'clock, what do we want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.